Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong. Today is Monday, November 5th, 2018. And joining me for the morning interview are Carrie Sagal and Mandy Evans. Mandy Evans is the STEPS Grant Director for the Sitka School District. And Carrie Sagal is the Family and Connectedness Family...
and Community...
Family and Community Connectedness Project Coordinator. Thank you both so much for coming in. that is a meaty job title, but it's an important job that you're doing with it. So why don't we start out just by talking about what you two together are working on for the Sitka School District. Do you want to start, Mandy?
Sure. So as the new grants, the STEPS grant, STEPS stands for Supporting Transitions in Educational Promise Southeast. It's a regional grant that the Association of Alaska School Boards secured for our neighborhood, which is Southeast Alaska. Mm-hmm. It's a Promise Neighborhoods grant. That's the federal program. The type of work that is encouraged is very long-term and collective impact in nature. So the idea of working with partners to create the conditions for success. So more than the direct working with individual students towards graduation, it's creating all the community conditions that would increase our graduation rate, as an example. Okay, so that's the kind of work that the grant has us doing. Two of the main projects we have for this year under the grant are the Early Childhood Project and the Family and Community Connectedness Project, which is in effect family engagement. Or you could think of it as we talk about school climate, it's about community climate as well. So those two projects are working very closely together right now. I'm serving as the coordinator for the Early Childhood Project, and Carrie is the Family and Community Project coordinator. So we're working together on this survey of families who have children ages birth to five as a main starting point for our Early Childhood Project.
Okay, with the ultimate goal of helping them get to graduation.
Yeah, eventually. But there's one of the data points or the goals of the grant is to have more kids entering kindergarten with higher skills, but also are ready to learn. We think of it that way. Another point of the Early Childhood Project is to increase equity of access to high quality early childhood programs. Mm. So those are goals in and of themselves without knowing that they lead to better results in our society long term. Yes. But they are goals in and of themselves. And so Sitka has never done a full, I shouldn't say never. It's been a long time since we've done a full community-wide survey of early childhood. I've worked with some of our local leaders in this, Center for Communities Early Learning Program, and we've worked closely with Sitka Tribe and Sitkans Against Family Violence as our partners in this grant, as well as the Association for Early Learning. I can't remember what their acronym is in Juneau.
With this survey, the early childhood survey, what is it? What kinds of information are you collecting, and where can people participate?
So it is a very brief survey. It's mm-hmm. about 3 to 7 minutes to take. Okay. At the most, and we are offering it at a number of opportunities to people, but we are primarily doing it where we are facilitating. So we're providing someone there to help if you have questions about it. It is anonymous and confidential. And we are focusing on questions are on childcare, on parenting resources. Carrie, what else can I say about this?
Some parenting questions about how often reading happens in the home and the amount of fruits and vegetables eaten during the day. So very short 10-question survey.
And it is our goal to use this to identify the priorities for early childhood programming in Sitka. For instance, Juneau did one not too long ago, and they have a very clear mandate that their main issue is availability of childcare.
Yes.
in Juneau. It's a big, and they've identified it. They have data about it. They've been, right. And they've got their economic development committee working on it and everything, right?
What is your guess as to what some of Sitka's priorities may be? Or are you still really looking to the survey to inform that answer?
I am looking to the survey because having, worked with early childhood providers and our families for the last few years, you hear a lot of different things, and sometimes, one year you hear one thing, the next it's another is the issue. There's, I think, consistently, we know there's an issue about availability of childcare for infants because those are more limited spaces. And so, but I think it'll be interesting to find out what families think are their priorities. And some of that is about, like, there are different events. Sitka, as you know, has tons of events going on all the time, right?
Right.
And a lot of them are very family friendly, but we don't really know or have data on how, like, participation rate of early childhood families in those things. So getting some information on that as well.
So you're holding an open house from 3 to 6 p.m. on November 8th for folks to come fill out the survey at SEACC Childcare.
No, where, it's not a child. Sorry, it's the SEAC building.
The SEAC building.
Uh-huh. So
where is that?
That's the cultural building, some people call it now, but it is the building between Pacific High and Baranoff.
Great.
Right behind Pacific High on Baranoff Street. Yeah, we're hosting an event just specifically for the survey. It's drop-in, and childcare will be provided. So anytime between 3 to 6, come in and take a 10-minute survey. Somebody will be there to watch your kids if they're with you. And
we'll also have some language services, translation of Tagalog and Spanish available during that time period. And when the person is done taking the survey, they'll be able to collect their children, create a plate of cookies to take away with them for dessert. And it will be cookies from... that are made by volunteers. I'll be making some Ghirardelli brownies. Mm-hmm. We have some cookies coming from McDonald's. We have some Girl Scout cookies. Brooke Schaefer and Elizabeth Schaefer are busy making cookies for this event.
We should have started this interview by saying...
Yeah, if you want cookies.
Sitka, do you want to get a free plate of cookies on November 8th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the SEAC building, which is on Baranoff Street between Pacific High and Baranoff Elementary? You can fill out this early childhood survey, and it would really help the Sitka School District in their long-term goals of supporting those ages 0 to 5 enter school, enroll in kindergarten, and ultimately get to graduation. It takes so many steps... Sounds like you're saying to really support students at all areas of life. But I'm wondering, really, why should parents come, aside from cookies, why should parents come and seek out this survey? I know it's very clear why the Sitka School District needs it and wants it. But what is it in it for families, really, to participate?
That's a great question.
One thing I've noticed is I've conducted the survey twice already at a Wuchin parents meeting and during Baranoff Open House. And as you facilitate it, most people conduct the survey on their own. But occasionally they'll ask a question and then they'll provide additional information. And I'll say to them, that would be really cool for us to know. Maybe we can make a change. Would you write down that information on the back of the survey? So it's an opportunity to really express what their family needs in education, in other services in this community.
I think it's a broader request in that we've, you know, yeah, you're right. A lot of people would say, well, of course, the district needs to know what kids need, right? I think what we need to know is how to partner with families better. The superintendent recently said something about thinking of family engagement in a different way. Instead of trying to bring families in to be engaged in our work, thinking of us being engaged in their work. Mm-hmm. And so families are the first and most important teachers of kids. And so how do we support them to do that? That's what we want to know from the survey more than what do we do to you or for you? What can we do with you? And so I think that's the difference that we hope to make through this project. And that's why we want to hear from families right now.
Well, it's a fantastic project and sounds like is not only needed, but you're doing it in a fun way.
Yeah, and thank you, Carrie, for making things fun.
Carrie Sagel is the Family and Community Connectedness Project Coordinator, and Mandy Evans is the STEPS Grant Director. They are overseeing several things, but among them, this early childhood survey. You can get in on it and provide direct feedback to the Sitka School District about what you need in those early stages of your child's life. The open house is happening again November 8th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the SEAC building behind Pacific High.
Right, this Thursday.
That's right, we got elections on Tuesday.
I know, it's a busy week.
And you can fill out the early childhood survey. You can be a public citizen this week in lots of ways. So thank you both so much for coming on.
Thank you. Interview.